This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Make the nation aware of this. I'm hoping that our marketing and communication personnel will send out this message to the entire country, that for the first time in the history of higher education in South Africa, we have an SRC at an institution called MUT, where the majority of SRC members are women. So history is being made today. And I think Nelson Mandela is smiling on us to say, my struggle was not for nothing. There are a few points that I want to share with you. Last night, I was watching a documentary, which after watching it, it left me in tears, and I actually sent a link to the Dean of Students. She may not have understood why, because I just sent a link without any message. I sent her that link because I knew I was going to make reference to this documentary in this event. The documentary is called Mugabe's Legacy, Zimbabwe's Forgotten Children. It's on YouTube. It's been watched by over 4 million people, and it has won a BAFTA award. It's a very, very moving documentary. And I want every SRC member to watch that documentary. And that is why I've sent it to the Dean of Students. She will arrange how the SRC is going to watch the documentary. Whether you get them into one venue, and then because they may not have the data, and then you make sure that they see the documentary. And I guarantee you, if you watch that documentary, you are going to cry. If you don't cry, then your heart is made of stone. It is a moving documentary about Zimbabwe's forgotten children. And the message that I picked, and you know, the interesting thing is that this documentary has been produced by a South African woman, Xoliswa Sithole. She says she was taken to Zimbabwe at a young age by her own mother in order to avoid the negative effects of apartheid. So she went there, she grew up there and schooled there. Went to school and went to university. She's now back in South Africa, and she knows that there are problems in Zimbabwe. And she decided, let me go back to this country that made me the person that I am, to see what is happening. And she went there, she got a permit to write about her own childhood in Zimbabwe. But to have this documentary about her childhood. But as she was doing that, she realized that there is a bigger problem in Zimbabwe. The forgotten children. The children whose lives have been blighted by the poverty in Zimbabwe. And so secretly, she developed this documentary because the government would not have allowed it, because it exposes what we don't know. You know, the kind of reality that the Zimbabwe government suppresses. A And the message that I got, that I took from this documentary, the first one, is about political choices. How the choices that politicians make can make or unmake a country. We don't often realize that the fate of nations is tied to the choices that political leaders make. Zimbabwe is where it is today because of the choices that the leadership in Zimbabwe made. They were disastrous choices. And those choices are still affecting that country. Mugabe may be dead, but his choices have not died with him. Please watch that document. You are going to be shocked. Things that you don't even read about in the newspapers, because this information is suppressed. And this woman went into the places where people live to see how lives have been blighted. And I thought, let me share this point with you, that you are now going to be the new leadership of the students. And the choices that you are going to make are not only going to affect students, but they are also going to affect the university. So you need to be prudent in the choices that you make. You need to have wisdom. If you make wrong choices, you are going to blight the lives of many students, but also the future of the university. And I want to appeal to the new SRC, the incoming SRC. When you make your choices, do not only think about what is in the best interest of your constituents, the students. Also think about what is in the best interest of the university. Because quite often students become very myopic. As long as it is good for the students, they don't think whether it is good for the university. Which is what really happened in Zimbabwe. When Mugabe made those choices that he did to confiscate the farms and gave the farms to his own comrades, he was actually punishing the white community and the MDC, because he wanted to have this hold on power. So he made those choices for his own survival and the survival of his own party, but did not think about the survival of his own country. Because they took those farms, but those farms are not producing food. The irony today is that the farmers who left Zimbabwe, who went to Mozambique, went to Zambia, they are now exporting food to Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe in the past used to be an exporter of food to Zambia and Mozambique. Today they are importing food because they can't produce food themselves. And the painful thing, you'll see it in the documentary, people in Zimbabwe don't have money to buy food. And that is why you see them streaming over the border. If you see that documentary, you'll understand why we have millions and millions of Zimbabweans in this country. And they are and all over the world. You cannot, if I was Zimbabwean myself too, I would not have stayed in that environment. If I can find a way to escape, I would also want to escape. you don't know the truth about what's happening in that country. Watch the documentary. I can guarantee you, you are going to cry. That level of poverty is just incredible. And this is because of the choices that leaders make. So I want to appeal to the new SRC. Please remember the importance of choices. And I'm very pleased that we now have an SRC that is dominated by women. In my own experience dealing with women, you know, I have taught and I've had women reporting to me in my career. Women make better leaders.
Amen to that.
They make better leaders because they are good listeners.
Amen.
They are not only good listeners, they always have a fuller picture of a situation before they take their decisions. We often think that women are driven by emotions. But when it comes to choices, you can see it even in families, the way mothers make choices to make sure that the family's welfare is taken care of. So when it comes to making choices, your future is always secure when it is in the hands of women.
Amen.
Women have brought up families alone. They make children with their partners desert them, but alone they bring up families. And that is why it is said that if you educate women, you educate a nation. You actually save a nation, because an educated woman will always make sure that her own children also receive education. Invariably, if a woman is educated, the children will also get education. And so a nation is saved in that way. So it is in our interest as a country to make sure that we give our women the opportunities that they deserve. And I am immensely pleased that as MUT we have come to this stage to realize that women can make a difference. Over and above this documentary, I want to urge you, I don't know whether this book is in the library, but if it is not, I am going to ask the librarian to order it. The title of the book is Why Africa is Poor. The book is by Greg Mills. And what the book simply says is that, and I mean, our leaders always have all sorts of excuses when things don't happen. You know, we fail to develop our economies and so on. And then we blame colonialism, we blame apartheid, as if we were the first country in the world to be colonized. There are countries that have been colonized, right? But once they got their freedom, what did they do? They made the right choices, and they developed their countries. You take a country like Singapore. It was colonized like us. Malaysia, colonized like us. But where are they today? Singapore is a very classic example. It is because the leadership took very, very, very correct decisions. The choices were correct. They may have been unpopular at the beginning, but they were the right choices for the country. This book, Why Africa is Poor, simply puts it succinctly. And the message is, Africa is poor because the leadership in Africa makes choices that are in their own interest, not in the interest of the countries that they lead. And that has been the story throughout Africa. And politicians, being very clever people, and they know how to manipulate the population, they'll always find an external enemy to blame why their countries are in a mess, when the problem is the choices that they make. They make self-serving choices. They look at what is in their best interest, not what is in the interest of the population. So my message to the incoming SRC, please make choices that are going to be in the best interest of the students and the university. It is a very, very difficult balancing act. You are going to be put under a lot of pressure to take decisions that are just in the best interest of students and not the universities. You must resist that kind of pressure. Your role as a leader is not just to follow. It is to provide leadership. So don't be pushed into a situation where you follow the students. You must lead the students. And leading means that sometimes you must take decisions that are not popular with students but are in their best interest. I hope the message is clear. To our incoming president, Magaziwe, my message to you and your team is that you are very fortunate to have Dr. Kweyama as your Dean of Students. I have observed her over the years. She's very, very motherly. She has those motherly qualities. So see her as your mother. Confide in her whenever you have challenges. She will give you good advice. Don't just see her as a psychologist. See her also as a mother. And whenever you've got challenges that our various offices cannot solve, because some challenges the dean may not be able to solve, you go to the registrar, they are not able to solve. You go to the CFO, they are not able to solve. If all those offices are not able to help you, remember that you also have your father in the Vice Chancellor. I am your last port of call when everything else has failed. I don't want to get involved in the running of student affairs because I've got too many things on my plate. But my door is always open to every SRC leader whenever everything else has failed. But always try all those offices. And when you can't get comfort, know that you have your father in the Vice Chancellor. So when I refer to you, Makaziwe, as my girl, take that in the most sincere manner possible. I'm one person who believes that women must be educated. I've got a daughter this year who is at Wits. he has just been taken to do an LLB. And the other day I was sitting with her when I was on vacation leave, and we were looking at the expenses of her education at Wits. Just her own tuition, her accommodation, her meals. I have to fork out 150,000 rand.
Oh.
And we have not included the books. When you include the books, it may go to about 170,000 rand. Now compare that to what students pay here. You'll realize that you are also very privileged. So make use of these opportunities that MUT is giving to you. MUT has one of the most affordable fees in the country in order to enable access to students from very poor backgrounds. So please, let us make use of these opportunities. Government is also supporting you. Let's make use of that support productively. That support is not meant to become welfare. NSFAS is not giving you money because it wants you to be a welfare recipient. It wants you to be a successful student. Study, graduate, and get out and create space for another student. That is the purpose of the support from government. You are going to discover, Makaziwe, that amongst your constituents, you have students who are here, and fortunately they are in a minority. They are not here for education. They are here because they want state welfare. They want these grants from NSFAS. And they are the ones who are going to push you all the time into a strike because they are not here for education. And those are the kind of pressures that you will need to resist. Because a student who is here for education will not think of a strike as the first response to a problem. Only someone who is not here for education will always want disruption. But if you know why you are here, you'll know that stability is in your best interest because it enables you to learn and finish your studies. As I conclude, I want to thank the outgoing SRC, led by Mthokozisa, for all the contribution that they've made to the university. I'm a, you know, someone who studies character a lot. And I've studied Mthokozisa's character. He's a very, very level-headed young man.
Yes, he is.
And I want to congratulate the EFF Student Command for the kind of choice that they made. Because in a leader, you want somebody who is rational, who is level-headed. He reminds me of the previous president, Tumel.
Yes.
Another very level-headed young man. And I want to look forward to the same of level-headedness in our new SRC president. Makaziwe, it's now your turn. And I have full confidence that you're not going to disappoint us. With these words, let me again say congratulations. And on behalf of management and council, we really wish you well in your term or as the new SRC leadership, and we look forward to working with you. Thank you very much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.